In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear brothers and sisters, today's scripture readings for the Sunday after the exaltation of the cross, and several of the others as well, have one basic message. It is all about following Christ. Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision availeth anything, but a new creature. Whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my words before this faithless and perverse generation, of him shall I be ashamed before my Father who is in heaven. Christianity, at its core, is very simple. It is about following Christ. It is about believing in Christ, trusting in Christ, being faithful to Christ. Our Lord and God made us in an amazing way, in his image, after his likeness. He made us to participate in his blessedness. And we rejected his love. We cut ourselves off from him. We allowed sin, death, and the devil to have dominion over us. And he did not forsake us. God became man in Christ Jesus. He died a painful, shameful death on the cross for us. He rose from the dead and ascended into heaven as a man to raise us up to himself, to reunite us to himself, to restore to us our heavenly inheritance. In baptism, we die with him and are resurrected with him unto eternal life. In baptism, we become a new creature. We are washed. We are renewed. We are purified. We are sanctified. Henceforth, our life is in Christ. We live with Christ, for Christ, and unto Christ. Christ is everything. Christ is our life. And the way of Christ, the life of Christ on this sinful earth, is the way of the cross. Let no servant think that he will be greater than his master, Christ says. Let it suffice him to be as his master. Let it suffice us then to be as our master, Christ, who endured the pain and the shame of the cross. Why? Why is the way of Christ the way of the cross? The values of this sinful, deceitful, egotistical world are diametrically opposed to the life of Christ. This is why Christ suffered in the world. And this is why a true follower of Christ must suffer in this world, must walk as Christ did the way of the cross. To the world around us, to our neighbors, our friends, our colleagues, even to many of us here in this room, the good life is a life of ease, a life of pleasure, a life of comfort. We seek happiness in health, in wealth, in leisure, in entertainment. We decompress by having a drink, by watching a movie, by going fishing, by going shopping. Not that we must never do all those things. Use with measure, without excess, these things can be part of the life that God has given us to enjoy on this earth. But they're not the source of happiness. They're not ultimately of value. They do not define the good life. What does? What does define the good life? What satisfies the cravings of our inner man or woman? What brings us fulfillment? Simply put, that which we were made for. To love and worship the Lord our God. To love and serve our neighbor, as the first and second commandments we read today tell us. This is the path of Christ. This is the life of Christ. This is what Christ did on the cross, serving and giving himself for us. And this path in this world will always come with trials, with struggles, with persecution. And as we embrace Christ, his message, and his life, as we endeavor to be faithful to him, we will find ourselves on the cross. Therefore, he says that anyone who would come after him must deny himself and take up his cross and follow him. Therefore, he says that we must not be ashamed of him, of his words, of his cross before men. Because to men, the word of the cross is foolishness. It is shameful. But to us, it is power and it is life. So let us confess Christ and his cross in our mind, in our words, and in our way of life. What does this mean? Most obviously, it means that we should not be ashamed of Christ before men. We don't have to make a big show of our piety. After all, when we do that, it's usually not about him, but about us. But when asked, we should not hide our faith. And when people tell or unknowingly repeat lies, untruths, distortions, we should not be ashamed or afraid to state the truth. Don't fool yourself. This isn't easy. The Apostle Peter himself denied the Lord. He was ashamed before a servant girl. But he had the strength and the courage to repent of this, to weep for his sins, and to be again reconciled to his Lord and to ours. Second, to confess Christ means we are not ashamed of Christ's way of life on this earth, of the way of the cross. When the world doesn't understand our priorities and values, and we feel estranged from those around us, this is our cross. When we suffer outright rejection by those who do not choose Christ, this is our cross. When we feel the conflict within our own hearts between our new man renewed in Christ and our old man fallen in Adam, when we want to follow Christ, but deep inside, and on the surface sometimes, we still love our favorite sins, this is our cross. When the circumstances of life try our patience, try our resolve, try our love, when we have to endure the inconsiderate, childish, or even vindictive behavior of others, when we see the evils in the world, this is our cross. When we have to endure the chaos and hurt of this fallen world, sickness, death, despondency, all of this, dear brothers and sisters, is the way of Christ, the way of the cross. Enduring this is the way of life. This is the source of happiness, not because we suffer, but because we are with Christ, because we're growing in Christ, because we're growing into that into which we were created to be. Amen.